Jermaine Franklin from TSN joins us. Jermaine, you've been covering this. I've been watching the highlights. Bennett looks a lot more. Now, I know it's summer league, and maybe that's why, because he was playing in the NBA. But he seems a lot more of a dominant player against these guys than he was even when he came out of college.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the biggest reason why is he never had the opportunity to play summer league last year. As you guys probably remember, he got drafted first overall, and then we hear he needed shoulder surgery. So basically, his training regimen in the off season got put off, and I think he was a step behind from the very beginning and never really caught up in his rookie season. And now that he's completely healthy, he has an opportunity. He had an opportunity to hit the gym, hit the weights after the season, and we're seeing the fruits of his labor. He's really transformed his body.
Was that a reason? Because a lot of people said he maybe wasn't in good enough shape last year in the NBA. Was part of that because of his inability to train in the offseason?
Yeah, I think that was a huge part of it. At least that's what the Cavaliers are saying. So just imagine he's nursing his shoulder injury throughout the summer. Perhaps he didn't have a lot of guidance as well. That's what I think, because as we know, covering professional NHL teams, players that are injured, if they have one body part injured, the trainer goes after the next body part. If your shoulders are injured, you're still working out with your legs. I can't guarantee, and of course I'm not around the Cavaliers, but I can't guarantee that's what happened with Bennett. He came into the season a little bit out of shape. He also seemed to have a problem with sleep apnea that he didn't realize, so he wasn't getting well rested either. He had an operation to remove his tonsils, and he says that's made a huge difference in his ability to breathe and stamina and working out. So combine those two things. Now he seems to be completely healthy, and he says he's completely different on the court. He believes that he dominated in college and high school, of course, but maybe he didn't need that extra edge of conditioning that you do need to play in the world's best league, that's for sure.
Andrew Wiggins, summer ball is obviously one step. He's going to be judged on how he does in the NBA. How do you think he's looked so far?
You know, Andrew Wiggins has looked spectacular in moments, but he's definitely a work in progress, in my opinion. We see the highlights, and trust me, they are world-class highlights. The spin move, baseline, two-hand jam over two guys. That's all well and good. But he still has to make his shot consistently. He's shooting less than 36% or something in the summer league. And like we said, he's facing scrubs. He is a first-year player. But it's those little things. Trying to find the right term, but the spacing between his best and his not-so-great is too large right now. I think he needs to find consistency. He probably still has a lot to learn in terms of the game because his athleticism lets him get away with a lot of things. But this is the perfect time to realize the different things that he could be better at. But, of course, he's a world-class athlete. He's always fun to watch. But in terms of the game itself and playing the game, he's got a ways to go.
Jermaine Franklin joins us talking a little summer league for the NBA. How has he handled it? What's the scuttlebutt around Cleveland as far as the Kevin Love trade rumors?
The players are doing the right thing. They're just not addressing it or talking about it, and Coach Blatt says he can't talk about it either, so it's kind of tough. Anthony Bennett was the first guy mentioned in the Kevin Love trade. Of course, if that was the case that might have been offered, then I'm sure Minnesota kind of laughed and said, you better step up your game with the other first overall Canadian pick. That's who we were talking about. But it'll be interesting to see if Cleveland actually does it. Kevin Love is only guaranteed for 1 year, and he is an amazing player, but is he guaranteed to stay, and would you give up a possible franchise player in Andrew Wiggins for 1 year with Kevin Love? I guess it depends what LeBron James would like, but I think it'll be interesting to see how the rest of the summer progresses, and perhaps how these guys do in summer league will have a lot to do with what Minnesota asked for, assuming Cleveland really does want Kevin Love.
Jermaine, you know, we haven't focused a lot on summer league previously, and you know, with more Canadians playing, I think there's a lot more coverage on it. How much, when you talk to the team management, How much do they use this as far as the evaluation, and what's the projection on how a guy plays in summer league to how he might play in the NBA?
I think they use it as a base. I compare summer league to what a bunch of teams like the Oilers and the Flames and the Vancouver Canucks do in 10 tickets. It's really about their prospects and see who stands out. I remember last year in Penticton seeing Jacob Trouba, and he was a man among boys. And you could tell he was ready to play in the league, and he did play in the league. I think it's the same thing here. There's a couple of players that really stand out. Anthony Bennett is standing out. Why? Because, well, he's playing against a bunch of prospects, but it also shows that he is ready and belongs in the league in some capacity. I don't think anybody who dominates in this league will dominate in the NBA at all, but I think it's a good barometer of who is ready to make that step and play solid minutes at the next level.
Who has stood out in your mind so far?
Well, Bennett has stood out. Andrew Wiggins has stood out sometimes, but he's definitely got what it takes to play in the league. A kid by the name of Nerlens Noel, who was in the draft last year, but he missed the entire season due to injury. I saw him play last night. He was actually fantastic, and he's going to be a good player one day for sure. Other guys that stood out, Tyler Ennis. He hasn't necessarily stood out a lot, but that's a guy that I've been looking at because he's Canadian, and he's been holding his own very well. So there's a few guys. I think there's probably one or two guys on each team that stand out and separate themselves from the crowd. But there's a ton of teams there, at least 16. So it's kind of interesting to try and get a hold of every game.
Yeah, exactly. It's also what's kind of unique about it is the courts that they play on, man. It's kind of like they're going back to high school days.
I know. Especially, I saw the Orlando highlights, and that's like a high school court. But here in Vegas, the Cox Center has been outstanding for atmosphere because when the New York Knicks play, it's just absolutely packed and full of New York transplants. And then, of course, when Wiggins and Bennett, mainly Wiggins, whenever he's playing, the gym is absolutely packed. And then next door is where the Running Rebels play. So there's about 10,000 seats, but unfortunately, that's not as full. So it's better to be in the Cox Center for sure, because the atmosphere is so intimate and completely packed, especially when the bigger name teams play.
How many?
I guess since I mentioned New York early, Cleveland Early is another player that stood out. He's doing really well for Wichita State.
How many people can they fit in the Cox Center?
I think it's probably about 1,000.
Oh, okay.
Maybe 2,000 max.
Okay.
But whenever the bigger teams are playing, guys, it's standing room only, basically. And it's really cool to see all the scouts that are around, as well as the team executives. They have roped off areas, and that place is usually packed as well. It's pretty fantastic for sure for atmosphere.
And do they always play in Vegas?
They have the last 10 years.
Okay.
So I guess they always play in Vegas. I believe LA has a spot too, and Orlando has a spot this year. But apparently for the last 10 years, Summer League has been played in Vegas, so it's good.
It's kind of benefit for the players, kind of maybe as a reward for graduating from college.
You know what else is really good about it, and I wouldn't put it past them for doing this on purpose, but a lot of teams' veterans come to help these young guys out. So the Raptors, for example, we're seeing DeMar DeRozan, we're seeing Kyle Lowry, we're seeing Amir Johnson. Like, these guys come to Vegas. Obviously, they bring their family, so they have some vacation time. But then they're showing up to practice to help these young guys learn the offensive and defensive system. And for these prospects, that must be the greatest thing in the world, to know that these players, one, care enough to try and help them along in making the next level. But it's good that it's in Vegas, because that's how you get them out. They'll be on the court for a couple of hours, and then maybe they'll hit the casino or a show or two. So I think it's a win-win for the NBA and the players, both the veterans and the prospects.
Jermaine, always good to catch up with you. Enjoy a really tough gig that you're covering there in Vegas.
Yeah, I mean, the heat. It's so hot, guys. I don't know if I can handle it.
Yeah, oh, exactly. Yeah, that and the AC and the nightlife, right? I'm sure you're not going to any of those 7:30 games.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Jermaine. Appreciate your time.
All right, boys.